In order for this to work, the original DNA sample needed to be greatly diluted, and a weak electromagnetic field of 7 Hz had to be applied. After 18 hours, some of the water molecules in the sealed tube transformed into perfect DNA molecules. John Dunn wrote about the implications of Dr. Luc Montagnier's discovery in techworld.com. What does all of this mean? It could be that the propagation of life is able to make use of the quantum nature of reality to project itself in subtle ways, as has been hinted at in previous experiments. Alternatively, it could be that life itself is a complex projection of these quantum phenomena and utterly depends on them in ways not yet understood because they are incredibly hard to detect. Water might be a good medium in which DNA can copy itself using processes that hint at quantum entanglement and teleportation, our term. DNA may well be created by a quantum template that we can't even see or measure directly, but exists as a structure in the source field and is written into the basic laws that govern matter and energy. Could this energetic structure gather photons, atoms, and molecules together to spiral life as we know it into existence? The answers may very well be staring us in the face, as Montagnier just discovered, but most scientists do not want to go there. Ever since the Reformation, there has been an unspoken deal between scientists and the church. You deal with the spirit and we'll deal with the facts, which of course is that life is an accident and there is no higher purpose or intelligence to the universe. Nonetheless, this is as much of a blind religious belief as anything else. I personally believe in evidence. So let's see what we can find. The evolution of life on Earth. No matter where we look on Earth, we find bacteria. As reported in Scientific American, a wide variety of microorganisms were found in core samples taken from 500 meters below the Savannah River. Even at core samples from 1.7 miles below the Earth's surface, 2.8 kilometers, living bacteria are still being found. In normal topsoil, you can find over 1 billion bacteria in a single gram of dirt. But even in rock samples from 400 meters down into the Earth's crust, you can find anywhere between 100 and 10 million bacteria. Over 9,000 different types of microorganisms have been found in these subsurface areas, and some of them were found in temperatures as high as 167 degrees Fahrenheit. 75 degrees Celsius. You may also think that Darwinian evolution is scientific, but consider this. Once you've got microbes, the vast majority of all the magic that needs to happen in order to create life has already taken place. You have DNA, protein synthesis, respiration, movement, awareness, as well as all the magical photon-capturing properties we've been exploring here. Our Earth is only 4 billion years old, and it very likely started out as a molten rock. Things didn't cool down enough for oceans to form until 3.8 billion years ago. But even at this time, rock samples have been found that contain all the basic isotopes plants create from photosynthesis. Even better, a primitive yeast-like organism has also been found in 3.8 billion-year-old rocks. That means that as soon as the Earth had water, life essentially appeared instantaneously. Once we reach 3.5 billion years ago, we find many more fossilized microbes in rocks that were not melted by volcanic activity. According to Dr. John Joe McFadden, the world is just not big enough to evolve life if it relied entirely on chance. These fossil microbes look like organisms alive today, and are likely to have been just as complex. Life may be improbable, but it was quick. Just to prove how ridiculous the odds really are, an MIT biologist calculated how likely it is that even one protein with 100 amino acids could form by random mutation, and it came out to one chance out of a number with 65 zeros. A 2008 article in Wired magazine revealed new discoveries that bacteria can live in the Earth's most inhospitable areas, including the smoldering heat inside volcanoes and nuclear reactors, and the freezing cold temperatures deep within the Antarctic ice. In fact, Antarctic bacteria were able to be thawed out and brought back to life after 10 million years. The article also says that microbes can survive the shock of being launched into space, and amino acids, the precursors to all biological life, have been found in the dust from Comet 81P Wild 2. Another recent study from the Imperial College of London found uracil and xanthine, the precursors to DNA, in fragments from a meteorite that crashed in Australia in 1969.